Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently available in theaters and streaming. Impressive, nuanced performances from Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan add strength to the otherwise slow-moving period romance Ammonite. Winslet plays Mary Anning, a reclusive paleontologist who begins a forbidden romance with the wife of a fellow scientist in 1840s England.
What I learned after seeing this film is that Mary was a real person. She was kept out of scientific circles due to being a woman. To make the film more satisfying, I'd encourage moviegoers to go to Wikipedia ahead of time and read about Mary before seeing this film. The film itself puts its focus on the relationship between Mary and Charlotte. The culmination of their bond explodes into explicit sex scenes, which to me seemed gratuitous and unnecessary. It reminded me of that lesbian film, Blue is the Warmest Color. After reading about these two women, I learned that Charlotte was also a geologist, but that wasn't evident in the film. The slow build-up to the graphic sex scenes involves almost no dialogue and intense eye contact.
Ammonite is a slow build. Unfortunately, what that build-up leads to is emotionally unsatisfying. You can't really blame the actors. Winslet's character is supposed to be emotionally aloof because of a previous heartache, and the filmmakers purposefully never allow her to move beyond that stunted state. What I learned from this movie is that bleak gray scenery turns verdant and colorful when you're in a hot romance.
Moviegoers will learn much more about lesbian sex than any understanding of Mary or Charlotte.
Ammonite should have caught emotional fire, but instead merely simmers. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.